Blog Talk Radio.
In, amen, and hearing a word from God. We thank God for you on this day for being supportive all year long of the International Prayer Center, also of our show of interceding is what I do. My name is Pastor Priscilla E. McCray, and I am the pastor of International Prayer Center. And at this time, we'd just like to give thanks and give honor unto our Heavenly Father, because all season long and all year long, in season and out of season, he has been our Alpha and our Omega. He has been our Jehovah Jireh, amen? Our Jehovah Rufi. I mean, I just can't thank God enough for all of the things that he has done in our lives. And I know that I'm not the only one that feels this way. God has been doing some miraculous things. Even when the land was full of, amen, disaster and things were going haywire around us, because we were children of God, those things didn't affect us the way they affected the regular, amen? And I say regular because as long as we are part of the royal priesthood, we have been set aside for some greatness, amen? And I just thank God for him allowing us the opportunity to be in his presence and to give him praise and to give him honor and to give him glory, especially at this time of year. This is a time for us to sit back and reflect on all of the greatness and all of the things that our Heavenly Father has delivered us from. If you find yourself in a situation and all of a sudden you turn around and that situation has been depleted, it was not because of your own willing and your own doing, amen? It was because God was there. He said that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And I am bearing witness that he has done just that. Amen. I am an example of what God is doing and what God has already done and what God will continue to do to the end of time. Right now, I'd just like to take the moment, amen, to go into prayer for interceding at this time. Someone is needing help. Someone's mindset is not that of God. But by the time this message is, we're going to decree and declare that you're going to invite God into your hearts and into your lives on this day. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for all that you are doing. We thank you for all that you're about to do. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing right now. Allowing us, Lord God, the use of our limbs. Allowing us to be clothed in our right minds. Allowing us, Lord God, to continue to move forward in your word. Not allowing anything to hinder us. Not allowing anything to get in our way. Not allowing anyone to go against you in our presence, God. We tell you thank you. Lord, if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I need you, Lord God, to just come into our lives, Father. Permeate, Lord God, and take root and residence within us, God. Use us as you would have fit, Lord God. Father God, but right now in the name of Jesus, someone needs you. Someone is down and sick in their bodies. Someone's mind, Lord God, is not complete, God. Lord, we're needing you to come through this land like never before. Continue to show your mercy and your grace upon the just and the unjust, as your word said, Lord. Father God, I'm asking you that you continue to show your love to us. Your love, your kind, your mercy, God. Someone at this time, Lord God, is having a heavy heart because of the things that they can't provide for their family. Lord, we're asking at this time that you restore all of the things that the cankerworms have ate up, Lord God. We're asking that you replenish all the things, Lord God, hallelujah, back to your people, Lord God. We're asking that you continue to love on us, God, as we're loving on you, Father God. But in the name of Jesus, we're asking that you forgive us for our sins, God, known and unknown to us, in the name of Jesus. We're asking that you deliver, Lord God, us out of our sinful ways, God, that we may continue to see you, Lord, and you will continue to get the glory. Father, you said it in your word that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So, Lord God, we're leaning and depending on everything that you've told us, God. We're leaning and depending on the promises, God, that you would never leave us nor forsake us. So, Lord God, we know that you're able to do all things exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can imagine. Lord, I'm asking that you continue to unite the people unto International Prayer Center, that you continue to have us draw them in, Lord God. You said, the loving kindness will I draw. So, Lord God, with the love that is within me, Lord God, continue to use me, for I am your vessel. For I am your child, your daughter. Your seed has been planted in me, God. Continue to decrease me in the natural man and increase me in your word and your Holy Spirit, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen again. I thank you again for joining us, callers. With interceding is what I do. Again, my name is Pastor Priscilla McCray, and I'm just thankful on this joyous season that God is doing some miraculous things in our lives. He's showing us some marvelous things. He's showing us how we're able to increase our faith within him. He's showing us how we're able to provide, amen, how we're able to move through this word and allow this word to live within us. And I thank God on this day. I thank God for the things that he's doing. Hallelujah to your name, God. We're going to continue to praise God. We're going to continue to give God the glory. Right there where you are, I want you to just throw yourselves into this word. I want you to throw yourselves into his presence and give God a holy praise. Give God an unconditional praise. Give God a praise, Lord God, that you've never given him before. I need you to praise God that you're ready to move the enemy out of your way, man. To God be the glory for all that we are doing. Amen. We're going to continue with our words, and our word is coming to you from John 3:16. From John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only, his one and only Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. I thank God on this day for this word. God did this because he loved you. That is the word on tonight. Amen. Because I love you is what God was saying to us. The eternal gospel comes to a focus in this verse. God's love is not self-centered. Amen. It reaches out and it draws others in. Here, God sets a pattern of true love. Amen. The basics of all love and relationships. When you love someone dearly, you are willing to give freely to the point of a self-sacrifice. Have you ever sacrificed yourself for someone? I know that right now in this season, a lot of us are sacrificing ourselves mentally, physically, financially, because we're trying to give our children and the people who mean so much to us things of this world. Amen? We're trying to provide them with the things that are not like God. And, you know, when we're doing such a thing like that, we're hindering ourselves. We're hurting ourselves. It's not a true sacrifice. That's not the type of sacrifice that God would have you to do. God would have us to sacrifice ourselves for a worthy cause. To go out between the months of October to buy up costumes, to decorate our children and walk them through the streets, it's not a sacrifice. To cook up food and feast with our families, and whatever remains, we throw it away. Not a sacrifice. To go out in December and purchase goods or items that we may or may not need after 30 days are up, it's not a sacrifice. It's not something that God would have us to do. On the day that has been created, amen, as what we would call Halloween, and decorate our children up and walk them through the streets, the money you spent on those costumes could have been made in a better or used in a greater good, amen? It could have been used to purchase shoes for someone else's children where they couldn't afford it. It could have been used as a down payment towards someone's college fund. It could have been used to purchase a meal for someone's table where their refrigerator was lacking. I'm getting ready to help you out. See, God has blessed us with this message because he loved us. In November, once you have fed your natural man and you knew that there was a little bit left over, you could have went down to the homeless shelter and helped out another family. You could have actually gone on to the street corners where you see that young woman with her children and they're holding up signs for us to be fed. You could have fed them. I'm not saying that you're to eat and pick over everything and give them the scraps, but we do tend to overdo ourselves on those types of holidays. And when we're overdoing ourselves in the holiday, think of the ones that are not having anything. So what I want us to focus on are the things that, what can we do to make this season better? Then here comes Christmas. We allowed ourselves as parents and young adults to get into a place where we're not doing the real thing of Christmas. We're not even sharing with our children what Christmas is all about. And I'm guilty of that because years ago I was in a place where I would go out and save up a whole paycheck just to provide toys and presents and, you know, beautify the house with all the different decorations. And now my heart is heavy because I wasted all of those years giving things that really didn't matter. And if I sit down and I try to look for those things that I gave out over the last 5 years, let's just give ourselves 5 years. If we just give ourselves 5 years, can you see those presents or gifts still lingering? They're gone. But God gave us something so much greater than things. He sacrificed his son. And this is why my heart is heavy, because I wasted all of those years giving my children things of the world instead of giving them the reality that Christ came so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Someone is feeling my pain right now, but I thank God that my pain is starting to deplete, because now that my vision is focused on God and Christ alone, amen, I realize that the true meaning, the true thing that I should have been giving all of those seasons, all of those years, all of those decades was Christ and Christ alone. Come on now. Y'all understand where I'm coming from? The one true thing that you can give in this season and all year long is Christ and Christ alone. In your relationships, amen, you're able to sacrifice some things. So if you're able to sacrifice not paying this bill and not paying that bill for the sacrifice of buying your children some good, don't you know you're able to still pay your light bill and still pay your water bill and still pay your rent or your mortgage? Because you've given them the best thing, which is free. I need to throw that in. Which is free. Who is free? And that is Christ Jesus. Amen? Now, God paid dearly with the life of his son. This is the highest price he could pay. Jesus accepted our punishment and paid the price for our sins. I remember when I was coming up, and my grandmother used to say, when you get in trouble, you get in trouble all by yourself. That means if my mother caught me doing something, my grandmother wasn't going to help me out of that, She was allowing me to go through that thing by myself. But see, Jesus came to wash away all of our sins, to give us a second chance to get ourselves together, my Lord. And he offered us a new life, a new beginning. The word tells us that our flesh will die daily, amen? So now that we know that we have a new beginning, a new start, huh, my Lord, there's a new revelation that should come across your mind. There's a new beginning, a new know-how, a new spirit, man, that rises up within. When we share the gospel with others, our love must be like Christ's own. Willing to give up our, watch this now, to give up our own comfort and security so that others might join us in receiving God's love. How beautiful is that? That somebody else could join us in receiving what God would have for us. Some people are repulsed by the idea of saying that they may have eternal life because they live in misery. Now, the idea of having eternal life might not be appealing to me either, especially if I'm miserable all year long. But I'm here to help you out of your misery. See, to have eternal life and have eternal life in Christ, there's milk and honey, sweetness, peace, love, kindness. You won't be able to, matter of fact, if I could just help you out, once you come into the presence of God anyway, there's no way you could be the same. So I can't be talking to any saints right now. I got to be talking to the true-hearted sinners. Because if you say that you are a saint, a believer, a true follower of our Christ, Lord and Savior, there's no reason why you should be miserable. There's no reason why we should be caught off guard. Now, why is this pastor saying this to us today? Because I love you. I want to help you get in the gates right beside me. He said, those that will serve me, that honor me, that love me, that come on now, that obey me, that have obedience in my word, in my teaching, in my gospel, come on now, they will barely make it in. Barely. So if I could barely get in, my Lord, what does that say for the rest of my sisters and brothers that I'm leaving behind? And if I'm going to leave them behind, what does that say about me? So this word was permeated. This word was defined because I love you. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit uniting this word, amen, between myself, and his people. Glory. So at this time, the reason why I'm so happy about it is because you don't have to be miserable, people. We don't need to be caught off guard. We should be happy because you need to remember that life and tomorrow is not promised to you. Glory. Jesus. But the eternal life is not an extension of a person's miserableness, but it is an extension of mortal life. Eternal life is God's life, in Christ, giving all believers now as a guarantee. He didn't say maybe you'll come here. It was a guarantee that they will live forever. In eternal life, there is no death, there is no sickness, there is no enemy, there is no evil, glory, or any sin. When we don't know Christ, we make choices as though life is all that we have. But how many of you know that in reality, this life is just an introduction to eternity? Receiving this new life by faith. And the beginning of the elevation, all that happens from this thing is a perfect life, a perfect eternal life. Now, to believe is more than an intellectual agreement that Jesus is God. It means to put our trust and our confidence, come on now, in him and in him alone, that he can be the one that saves us, not anything else. Christ and Christ alone. Believing and both trusting his word is reliable and relying on him for the power to change all things. If you never trust in God, let this promise of everlasting, oh my Lord, everlasting life be yours and believe. I remember when I was a little girl, my grandmother used to always talk to me and mentor to me and bring me into a form of reality. And now when I sit back and I look at the things that my grandma Phyllis used to say to me, I used to get very upset with her. But like I said, now that I look back at the things that she would say, I realize she did it because she loved me. But at the time that she would chastise me, the time that she would scold me, I had anger within me. I felt like she was doing these things because she didn't love me. But the word says that if you don't love them, you won't chastise them. And if you love them, you will chastise them. The word also says, spare the rod and spoil the child. And it was because she loved me that she did not spare the rod. And I thank God for that on this day, because it allowed and it helped mold me. Amen? It reminded me of the things that I needed to be successful in this world. My Lord. And it took me on over to Romans 5 and 8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He didn't say once we turned from our evil ways. He said while we were still sinners. So even though I was doing bad things when I was a young girl, my grandmother still loved me in spite of. She chastised me and she showed me the true way. It's time for us to show our children true love instead of the things of the world. Come on now. Because we're in this world, we're not of this world. My Lord. Now, when it says that while we were still sinners, it came to pass to me to do some amazing words. God sent Jesus Christ to die for us, not because we were just good enough, but because he loved us. Whenever you feel an uncertainty about God's love for you, remember that he loved you before you turned to him. See, he loved you even when you were still with your good old nasty self. He loved you even though you were still sinning. He loved you, watch this now, he loved you even when you turned your back on him. God was still loving on you. So if he can love us throughout all of that, where is the love that we have for our sisters and our brothers when we have felt betrayed, when we felt broke down, when trampled over through others? Where is the love that we have for them? Where is the compassion that we have? Christ ascended up high, and Christ told us greater works. So if we're able to do the greater things, that means we are to simplify the greater love that he has for us. He, God, sacrifices only, one and only. But then let me help you to see this. Amen? He took the time to step down into human flesh. He allowed Mother Nature to turn her back and be birthed through a virgin. Then once this child became of age, of comprehension, he walked into the greatness that he was here to do. He showed us love. He showed us kindness. He showed us mercy. He showed us what we needed to do. He gave us the example. The word says, amen, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. He showed us how to live. Even though he was tested. Satan came to our Messiah and told our Messiah, since you're making all of these wonderful, wonderful miracles happen, take the time and go ahead and leap off the roof. Let me see if you'll still live. You should be able to still live. Go ahead on and do it. Christ wasn't silly. He knew who it was that was speaking to him. He was being tested. We're not to test our Father. He is the creator, amen? And if we could take it a step further, he was betrayed by the ones that he chose to follow him. But he knew that the betrayal was coming. So, saints, it's time for us to have some forgiveness. It's time for us to move beyond our own personal desire, amen? It's time for us to sit ourselves aside for the betterment of the kingdom. Because I'm going to serve you notice because I love you today that if you have some harboring going on the inside, you can't enter into his presence. Not on judgment day. On judgment day, he's going to say, move before me. Go away from me, for I know you not. That's a sad day. I don't want any of my brothers and my sisters to get caught off guard, and I'm saying this because I love you. It's time for us to get ourselves together. We're so caught up in the things to say, well, I'm not ready yet. I'm not prepared yet. I'm not ready to come in yet. Why? Why aren't you ready? He said that while we were still sinners, still, he died for us. He sacrificed himself for us while we were still sinners. Come on now. That's an ultimate price to pay. Still sinners. The love that caused Christ to die is the same love that sends the Holy Spirit to live in us. It guides us every single day. The power that raised Christ from the dead is the same power that saved you, and it has you available in your daily life. Having begun life with Christ, you have reserved the power and the love to be called on each day for help, to meet every challenge. Anytime you're going through your trials, you can pray for God's power and his love for whatever it is you need. Any and everything. When he descended up high, he left behind a multitude of gifts that we're able to survive, that we're able to move on, that we're able to grow, that we're able to love. This message is because I love you. When I continued on my search of love throughout Scripture, amen, I came across John 15 and 13. And John 15 and 13 reads, "Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends." Are you going to start to lay down some things and sacrifice yourself? Can I ride by this McDonald's for at least a week and have enough saved up that I can bless somebody with some grocery? It may not be a lot to you, but I'm certain that it's a lot to someone that doesn't have. Are you going to sacrifice yourself on this season and not load up your Christmas tree with things? Or are you going to sit down and tell your children what the true meaning of Christmas is? Christ being born on this time. We're not certain of the exact date. We're not certain exactly what time. But we are certain that he was born. But we're certain that he died. We're certain that he rose again. These are some certain facts that you can give to your children, to your friends, to your families, to those that you want to bless, amen, in this season. Bless them with the word. Bless them with the things that they need. See, we are all missionaries. That is a charge of God, that we are to serve one another, that we are to help out the poor and the destitute. I remember studying in Amos, amen? And in Amos, Amos was not just a shepherd. They were calling him the shepherd keeper, amen? That he would just, he all of a sudden he received the gift that he needed to speak and preach to the rich people to let them know when they were beating down on the poor man and they were cursing the poor women, and they were not feeding the poor children. They made the people feel like they were beneath them. But see, Amos took charge over that thing, and he got bold with God's word, and he let them know that these are God's people, and you will no longer treat God's people this way. When you get out there in the world and you begin to teach and preach God's word, you have to do this with a boldness. You have to do this with an understanding of who you are in Christ. Not only that, you have to simplify those things. You need to become the missionary, you need to become the servant, you need to become a true Christian in Christ. Come on now. Sacrificing yourself, giving yourself unto others, showing the others how to live. In John 15, it said that this is my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. This is what Christ said to us in John 15. And 8. So how could you be a disciple, a believer, a follower, a Christian, but then you sit down and you ride seeing your brother in need? You can get mad at me all you want, and you can say things about me all you like. But one thing I will go ahead and scream out for is when you call me a child of God, that's my name all day long. Now, here we are to love each other as Jesus loved us. And he loved us enough to give himself away. We may not have to die for someone in this day and age. But there are other ways that you can practice your sacrificial love. You may not have money, but you can listen to someone. You may not have a roof that you can provide shelter, but you can help them to find a shelter. You may not have enough clothing, but there are free, willing places giving away clothing that perhaps you can pick them up and take them to the person that can't get to it. You may see your sister and or your brother and down on their luck right now, and they need some encouraging words. You can encourage them. Come on now. My grandmother taught me, and I'm going to always go back to her. My grandmother taught me through the help of the Holy Spirit that it is better to give than to receive. See, that's not just scripture. That's something that you must show. The people in the ministry left to say to me, you know what, Pastor, you don't have to do that. You don't have to give us this. The devil is defeated. That's my joy. That's my assignment. God bless me to be able to bless others. Amen. And if it may not be in the materialistic things, if it's just to be blessed in the word, come on now, somebody. I'm helping somebody out. I'm going to continue to bless God's people. You need to know that you are a missionary at heart. And being a missionary at heart is not in the things that you give, but being a missionary at heart is how you love when you're doing the things of God. Have you ever fed somebody a plate of food and just dropped it down in front of them? You may have been feeding them, but they don't really want to receive that because it was not done in love. If you don't love a person, you're not going to be before the king. The word says that we are to love ourselves, amen? The word says that we are to love our neighbors as ourselves, pardon me. But if I can help some of us out, you don't even love yourself at times. If you find yourself in a depressed mode, you're not loving on yourself. But saints, if you just get Jesus on the inside and talk it out and work it out with him, see, it all starts with a personal relationship. We have to have a personal, well, I don't hear him. I don't understand what y'all mean by when I listen, just listen, and it's a sound, still voice. God is always talking. He's always showing himself up. But we are not listening. We're not looking. Lord, please, Lord God, I need a car. Lord God, I need something to help get me by. But then he put a neighbor over next door to you that says, anytime you need a ride, brother so-and-so, let me know. He just made a way. But because we're too proud to ask for a ride or to let the brother know like they stated, we just missed out on what God was giving us. It could have been that that brother would have saw a need within you and blessed you with that vehicle. See, sometimes we block ourselves. Why are you saying this, Sister McCray? Because I love you. I want you to get what I have. I want you to get where I am. I want you to help me make it a little bit further in Christ. I don't want to just sin and leave you behind. I love you enough to sacrifice my time, my understanding, the word that God has given to me. I love you enough to share it because in Matthew 28, he told us to go ye therefore and teach all nations. So I'm trying to teach you some things because I want you to get somewhere. Why? Because I love you. Why do I love you? Because God said I had to. I don't have a choice. You may not like me, but you got to love me, amen? If you want to get where God is, you're going to have to love on me. Am I supposed to love my enemies? You betcha. Do I have to put myself in the presence of my enemies? No. But the word said that we are to pray for those that spitefully use us, amen? Now, if your enemy came into your presence, you're still supposed to show love. How many of you know that when you show love, come on now, when the devil is there, and when Christ is in that thing, the devil has to flee. But it is not your salvation that you need to be concerned with. It's their salvation that you need to be concerned with. Because at that point, you've given an opportunity to show kind and mercy, to show the glory of God through you. You are to be the willing vessel that God is able to use to draw the people, to have the people turn from their ways. You are. Missionary. You are. It's time for us to start turning from ourselves. It's time for us to start doing the things that God will have us to do. It's time for us to move on. It's time for us to love on our friends. It's time for us to start spending unwisely. The word said that a fool and his money will soon part. So how can I spend my money if I can't just spend it on the people I love? And no one is saying that you can't spend it on the people you love. But what we're saying is be wise with the blessings that God has provided you. Not only that, parents, teach your children of tithing. Teach your children of the building of the kingdom. You get your paycheck. How many of you know that 10% of your paycheck belongs to God? If you just make it and design your mind to just get that off of the top and give to God what is due to God, you won't have to worry about the rest. Get your mind set. It's all in your mind. Get yourselves involved in the ministry. Build up God's kingdom. Help out God's people. There are people are starving and destitute right here in the United States, yet and still we send money all the way to Africa because we want to save a child. You may have a house full of children right next door to you, and you're sending $50 and $60 a month across seas where you're not even certain if the money is being used for that particular child. You have an enemy from way back in childhood, and you're still hovering on that same stack. And you expect to go somewhere? But I believe after this message, you're going somewhere. I believe after this message, you'll be in the presence of God. I believe after this message, you're going to be loving on those that you didn't even imagine. I believe after this message, your language will change. Your attitude will change. Your environment will change. Oh, come on now. I'll take it a step further. The people that you hang with will change. Everything about you will change. Why? Because God loved you. He loved you enough to send you this message. He loved you enough to sacrifice his only child. That's some great love. I challenge you today, my brothers and my sisters, to find somebody to love on. To start allowing the love on the inside to show. To get past all of the depression. To get past all of the naysaying. To get past all of the spending, or I don't have, or they have, and I don't have. Get past all of that. Get involved in your local church. Get involved in your neighbors. Get involved in your neighborhood. Get involved with someone that needs help. Volunteer yourself to help somebody. Call a family over in fellowship. Break bread with them. Sit a spell. Sat with them. Amen? That's what Christ did for us. So we are to do the same thing that Christ has done. I'm not going to so-and-so house because they didn't speak to me all year. You make the difference. Show the love that you have on the inside. It's time for us to let go and let God, saints. It's time for us to do the things that God will have us to do. It's time, saints. And God sent you this message because he loved you. Father God, we thank you right now for the message that you brought forth. We thank you for the things that you're doing in our lives. We're thanking, Lord God, for how you're using us on this day. But Father God, I thank you for the change in my brothers and my sisters. I thank you, Lord God, because I'm able to see a different view of everything, God. I thank you for using me, Lord God. I thank you for using the tools that you provided me, Lord God. Lord God, but we're asking that you forgive us of all our sins, known and unknown to us. For those that would love to have God into your lives, raise your hands and say, Lord God, come into our hearts. Use us as you will. For we know that, Lord, you are our beginning and our end. Lord, we know that you are our Jehovah Jireh. And we're asking, Lord God, that you continue to use us. Forgive us for our sins, known and unknown. Lord, because we know through you, Jesus Christ, that you are the Savior. You are the Messiah. So, Father, at this time, cover our families, cover our friends as they travel on the highways and byways. Allow them to come back better than they left, God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you even for moving the sinners out of the same situation they were in. Because a year ago, Father God, they had declared this land into a recession. But Lord, we know in you, Father God, there is no decreasing, it's only increasing. So Father, we ask that you continue to increase us in your word, Father. That at the end of the day, that we would have life and have it more abundantly in you. Father, I thank you for this opportunity to come before your people. Continue to use me. Continue to have me give your word. But Lord, I ask that you continue to wash us clean with your blood. That we would have no spots or blemishes, God. And we will continue to give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor in your precious and mighty name, Jesus Christ. God bless you. I am Pastor Priscilla McCray of International Prayer Center, and interceding is what I do. God bless you, and I will see you again, same time, same place. Go with God every part, but not from his presence. We love you. God bless you. And good night.
Praise is what I do. Even when I'm going through. Even when I'm going through. See, I finally learned, church.